come, what's the reason? The klalid v'fi she'ein oinin omen b'migdash. In the base of Migdash, you don't answer omen. You don't say omen in the base of Migdash. Tana Rabban, we're going to price like this. Minayin, how do we know this? She'ein oinin omen b'migdash. How do we know you don't say omen in the base of Migdash? Shenamah, the Pasuk says, Kumu u'boruch was Hashem l'keichem. Min o'ilom v'yad o'ilom. That's what we say. So Rashi says, She'ein oinin omen b'migdash, v'yein kam b'malahasik. Kumu v'borcha was Hashem l'keichem in olam ad olam. The Seif Ezra k'siv she'kol b'rocha shreim v'borchim amigdash kachoy m'borchim b'rocha Hashem l'kei Yisroel min olam v'ad olam l'mogin avrom v'chein l'mechayim esim. Now you don't answer amen, but you say back rather is like this, that b'rocha was Hashem l'keichem in olam v'ad olam u'minayin she'kol b'rocha b'rocha tehillah that we say this she'nemar v'yivorchu shem k'vodechom roi ma'kol b'rocha silah. Hakol bracha bracha tein lo tila. For every bracha that's said in the base of Migdash, you used to give back this type of a tila of saying, "Bracha was Hashem alakechem in oilam v'yad oilam." Rashi says, "Bracha Hashem kvodecha v'shara moinim b'orach Hashem kvoy machus el olam v'ed shara moinim lahalal ulohidus." That's what they used to answer. Hakol parm omen they didn't say what? Yeah, the base of Migdash say that loud, right? Yeah, we're not in the base of Middash. In the base of Middash, where the Shechina was there, they used to say it there. All right, we'll stop here.
You were holding off Memum of Beis. Okay, last Gemara was on top of Chol Kach Loma, Lefi Shein, Oinen, Omen, B'Migdash. In the base of Middash, they didn't answer Omen after the Bracha. That's why when the Kohanim used to Duchin, they did not like say three Brachas, like three stop. With a nomen, but rather than made all the brichas kanim in one shot. Tana Rabbanim, minayin shein oinun omen b'migdash. How do we know after they said a brocha in the base of migdash that they did not just answer omen? Shenam the pasuk says, kumu baruch was Hashem olakechem min oilom v'yad oilom. That when they used to say a brocha in the base of migdash itself, the nuskach of the brocha would always be baruch was Hashem olakechem min oilom v'yad oilom. They did not just say baruch atah Hashem, but rather they had to say like this, O Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeichem in Olam V'Yad Olam. That's the way they used to make a bracha. Now, U'minayin, and how do we know, Shall call bracha, bracha tehillah, that after every bracha they said in the Beis HaMikdash, there's an Indian to say back tehillah. In other words, you don't just say Amen, but you have to answer back and say a tehillah, say a phrase. Shenem the Pasuk says, V'yivorch Hashem k'vodechem rema makol bracha u'sehillah. That we dash in our kol bracha bracha tein lo tila. After every bracha in the base of Migdash, there's an inyan to say back a tila. It's not enough just to say amen, but you have to say back a tila, which is baruch shem kavod machus el olam v'ed. That's what they used to say. So Toys asked the question: if so, the chura let them also stop after each bracha, after each posik and brichas kanim. Let them stop. Let them answer back baruch shem kavod machus el olam v'ed. Toys says that they didn't have to do. Then maybe they only answered it right after Hashem's name, but not after the whole posik. Therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, they did not make a special break after each posik. Therefore, the Kohanim only said it at one shot, all the three psukim together. So to Mishnah, Birchas Kohen Gadol Ketzad. On Yom Kippur itself, the Kohen Gadol used to say brachas. We'll soon see. So how were the brachas? How they used to do it? So first it starts off even before the brachas was like this, was Chazoin. Rashi says, "Le'achas shekol savoides hayoyim kara b'atorik neforash v'yozel." After the Kohen Gadol finishes avoida on Yom Kippur, then he used to lay in the chumash, and he used after he finished saying the Torah, then he used to say eight brachas, mevorach shemayna brachas, like we'll soon see. But how they do it in the Beis Hamikdash by the Kohen Gadol is Chazan Akneses. That's the Shamish Noitel Sefer Torah v'Noyis Neloy LeRosh Akneses. He gave it over to the Rosh, the head of the Knesset. Rosh HaKnesset, Noistel Sagan. The Rosh gave it over to the Sagan. He was the second in charge of the Kohen Gadol. He was like prepared in case there'd be a psul by the Kohen Gadol, he would take over. The Haskan, Noistel Kohen Gadol. And the Skan gave the Sefer Torah over to the Kohen Gadol. Now, the Kohen Gadol, Oimedu Mekabel, he used to stand out to receive the Sefer Torah of the Kohen, and he would read these parshas. Achrei Mois, he would read the parsha of Achrei Mois, which speaks about the Seder of Yom Kippurim, and then in the Chumash of the Ach, the Osor, that's also right next to, that's in the Yikra Chav Gimel, right next to it, Rashi's Pasha Shor HaKesav HaSmucha, then the girl was a sefer Torah, they would girl the Torah, or manicha b'cheiko, and he would leave it in his lap. The Yomer, and then Baal Peh, by heart, the Kohen Gadol would say a third parasha of the Yomer. First he would say that Yosim Masha Karisi Lefnechem, more than what I just laid, these two parashas that I just laid in front of you, Kost of Khan, you should know it's really in the Sefer Torah. Like we'll soon see, the third parasha he laid Baal Peh. So he wanted to say that people should not think there's something wrong with the Sefer Torah, like it's not inside the Sefer Torah, but rather he's explaining, no, every single thing is in the Sefer Torah. Why doesn't he lay from it? We'll see in the Gemara why not. But then Uba Esser, Shebechum Shapikudim, in Bamidbar, Kurapeh, the Pasha of Esser also speaks about the Avodas Yom Kippur, that he would say Baalpeh, not from the Sefer Torah itself. We'll see in the Gemara why. Then after the Kohen Gadol finished laying these three Pashas, Omavarach Olea Shemaina Brachas, he would say at the end eight Brachas. Allah Torah, V'yalo Avoida, V'yalo Haladiyya, like we do, after we say the Haftar, we say these brachas, V'yal Mechila Sovain, V'yalo HaMikdash, a special bracha for the Beis HaMikdash itself, V'yalo Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael, V'yalo Kahanim, V'yalo Yushalayim, each one was a special bracha. And Rashi says, a Mechila Sovain means, Asher Bachatono, V'shechoysim, Melech Leichos Lech Lamasenu, Lavanas Olavoinas Amoy. Palamigdash, Mispala Lamigdash, Vechaisin Borcha Shebocha Bamigdash. Fa Yisrael, Mispala Yisrael, Vechaisin Borcha Borcha Bam Yisrael, Chena Yushlaim. Sefta Saita explains why. Then Vishar Tfila. Then in Enzoaf, but also the Brocha, Tfila Shemea Tfila, like we'll see in the Gemara exactly what does it mean, Vishar Tfila. Now the Gemara explains. Well, all this Mishnah the Gemara will explain. First, the Gemara starts off that what the Mishnah says, that you used to take the Sefer Torah out. The Chazan HaKnesses would give it over to the Rosh, and the Rosh to the Sagan. So Chur Shamat Minov, and here we have a proof, that Chokim covered the Talmud B'Mokam Arav. Even though all these three people were standing in front of the Kohen Gadol, still there was an Indian, one gave cover to the next one. The Chazan gave cover to the Rosh HaKnesses, he gave him the Sefer Torah. And then the Rosh gave cover to the Sagan. Like otherwise, the Chur, they should have just given the Sefer Torah straight to the Kohen Gadol. How come the Chazan gave it to the Rosh? It's a rai, you're allowed to give kavod or talmud to someone that's greater than him. He could give respect to him, even though it's in front of the greater person, in front of the Kohen Gadol. Gemara says, no, from here could be there's no proof. I tell you, maybe you're not allowed to. Maybe when you're in front of your Rebbe, one talmud cannot give respect to another talmud, even though he's greater than him. It's not kavod for the Rebbe. But over here, I'll tell you, Amar Abaya, kula mishum kvoda the Kohen Gadol. Here, this whole thing was a respect to the Kohen Gadol itself. Like we're trying to show how great the Kohen Gadol himself is. Like there's first there's a Chazon, then there's a Rosh, then there's a Sagan, then finally you get to the Kohen Gadol. So it's like showing how great the Kohen Gadol is. That's why one gave it over to the other one. But maybe if it wouldn't be showing the cover to the Kohen Gadol, maybe you won't do like this. So it could be from here, there's no proof. Then it says, the Kohen Gadol oimed u'makavel b'kara. Then the Kohen Gadol stood up, and he accepted the Sefer Torah and he read it. So the Gemara says, I made Mechlal the Yoshefu. Mash from before this, the Kohen Gadol was sitting in the Beis HaMikdash. We learned that Ein Yeshiva be Azara, that nobody's allowed to sit down when he's inside the Beis HaMikdash in the Azara, which has the Kedusha of Mach Neshchina. Ela Lamalchus Beis David Buvad. Only a Melech David a Melech, and the Malchus Beis David, they're the only ones allowed to sit down in the Azara. Shenem the pasuk says, "Vayovay Hamelach David, Vayosh Lufnei Hashem." That David Hamelach came and sat down. Vayena Mianochi. Like Rashi explains, that Lamachus Beis David Shecholak Lema Mokim Kavod. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave special respect to Malchus Beis David. Laharon Shemachus Shleimo. To show us that that's the real Malchus. Malchus Beis David. That's the real Malchus. So only for Malchus Beis David are you allowed to sit down. Otherwise, you're not allowed to sit down in the Beis Hamikdash. So how could the Kohen Gadol sit down in the Beis HaMikdash? So Gemara answers, could the Yomer Rav Chizda, like Rav Chizda says, later, the Ezra's Noshim, that not that in the Ezra's Noshim, is Hochinam here also the Ezra's Noshim. In other words, where did the Kohen Gadol read the Sefer Torah? Not inside the Azara, the Machna Shechina, but outside in the Ezra's Noshim, which only had Kedusha of Machna Leviya. It didn't have the Kedusha of Machna Shechina yet. So therefore, outside Machne Shechina and the Machne Leviya, there you are allowed to sit down. So in the Ezra's Noshim, that's where the Kohen Gadol was sitting down. Veichin Kerimbo, and Mesa have a kash on this. It says, Veichin Kerimbo, where did the Kohen Gadol Lane read these pashis? So, be Azara. Tanakhama says he read it in the Azara. And the other meaning is, be Azara means inside the Machne Shechina. So that's the kasha. Mashma the Kohen Gadol was inside the Machne Shechina in the Azara, and even there he was sitting down. And that's the kasha. How could he sit down? Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oymer b'Har HaBayis. No, he didn't say it inside the Azara. He only said it on the Har HaBayis. Shinema the Pasuk says, Vayishu Eloi lefnei HaRechayim.